Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. This is going to be a slightly abbreviated episode as I was short on time today. A few items that didn't make it in will join tomorrow's episode, but we do have some exciting news. South Korea's newly elected parliament is set to introduce legislation that would provide the legal basis for basic income once the new parliamentary session begins on May 30th. It is expected to be a key policy issue in the 2022 presidential election. They're freaking doing it. They're beating us to the punch. If we don't get our butts in gear, we're going to miss our chance to finally be the world leader in a measure of social progress, gang. We've been slacking off for a half a century, and this is our chance for the civil rights equivalent of the first moon landing in terms of giant leaps forward for humankind. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being at the bottom of the barrel. I want this win for America. Call Congress and tell them you want it too. You may recall that Tim Ryan invited Yang to address Congress on the merits of UBI. It appears to be happening, and he'll be taking a panel with him. There is an application to fill out if you want to be on the panel and think you have something unique to contribute. From the application, quote, "This application is for those who wish to give testimony before Congress on behalf of their community and or expert testimony on the benefits of non-means-tested emergency universal basic income. We are looking for speakers who may have a compelling story, have expert knowledge, and are willing to state their political affiliation or lack thereof, since one of our core goals is depoliticizing UBI as a people issue, not a party issue. Speakers will be asked to share how UBI will help them during this crisis and expand on that to represent their community or communities to provide expert testimony. Communities a speaker can represent may include race or ethnicity, tribal membership, gender, sexual orientation, disability, profession, such as farmer, minimum wage worker, business owner, self-employed contractor, entertainer, etc., city or rural communities, social or economic status, education, political party affiliation or lack thereof, military or government worker and or spouse, single or stay-at-home parent, trafficking survivor, political candidate advocating for their constituents, professional testimony on the potential economic, medical, or social benefits of UBI on the nation. Areas to consider may include benefits to states, medical facilities able to handle COVID-19 crisis and minimizing potential risks by opening the country too soon, preventative health benefits or better access to higher nutrition food/exercise equipment during this crisis, systemic impact of UBI with regard to economic and non-economic issues, or findings from recent UBI pilot programs," end quote. If any of that is you and you think you can convince some partisan hacks that this is not only the right thing for the people, the economy, and technological progress, but also for them personally, because let's be honest, that's what they care about, then follow the link below and sign up today. A New Zealand will writing firm has concluded a trial of a 4-day work week and decided to make the switch permanent. Why? Because they found that in eliminating one workday, without any other changes, productivity for the week went up 20%, stress went down, and job satisfaction went up. People spent less time at work and still got more done, while reserving a whole extra day per week of free time. It just goes to show that people get burned out when they work too long. We can be highly productive for short spans, but very few people can keep that going for 40 hours a week, nor do they have much incentive to if they feel that they're just being taken advantage of. I'd say doing the bare minimum is the norm, and this translates to people stretching out the tasks they need to get done to fit whatever time allotment they have. But when your employer says, "Hey, I'll give you an extra day off if you get your work done faster," hell yeah, you're going to do it. And it's a win for everyone. The company will also be allowing employees to work flexible schedules. So much of how we do business literally makes no sense. As the study mentions, many of the countries with the longest hours worked per week come out at the bottom of productivity per hour. We need to start thinking harder about the way we do everything and remember that the priority should always be to provide quality life for all. And finally, Mike visited the Liberal Conservative Report podcast to discuss his military career and more. You can find that below. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. apply for the panel, if applicable, pun intended. Bookmark and share the Workweek article so we can get more people thinking more rationally about work. Tell Congress to get off their butts before South Korea steals our glory. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the ResistBot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.